Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the HOTEP. The HOTEP Hour here at InfoWars. I am your host, HOTEP Jesus. You can find more information about myself and our team at HOTEPNation.com. Here's a story I wanted to tell the people. I was with Candace Owens some years back, and we were having a lunch out in Arizona, and we had a wonderful time at this retreat. I met a black conservative there. I had not known who he was at the time. He was new to me, and he ran up to me. Like, I've never had anybody run up to me like this before, maybe women, but I've never had a man run up to me and say, "Hotep, thank you. Thank you. You are amazing." And I'm like, wow. You know, this is before Rogan. And I'm wondering, like, what did I do? Right? It was crazy. You know what happened? You know what happened to this man? This man said to me, "You gave me my son back." This is a black man. He said, "You gave me my son back." And I didn't understand it. But what he basically said was the leftist media had such a strong control on his son that him and his son could not have a good relationship. And it wasn't until his son listened to Hotep Jesus that he started receiving the conservative message, I guess. I think maybe he was following me before the whole Trump thing and all that stuff came about. But his son was the reason. I was the reason why his son was unlocked. So why am I telling this story? Imagine you have birthed this child and you and this child can't get along because of what CNN said, because of what Nancy Pelosi said, because of what Don Lemon said. And that is the exact reason the left exists, to destroy the family, to leave people unprotected. Why? Because when you have a family, you have something called organization. And the only people that they want to have organization are their organizations. Their three-letter organization, their NGO organizations, their Soros organizations. They're the only ones that they want to have a monopoly in organization. They want you disorganized. For example, when we go look at a story in the media this week, we saw this Sesame Place. Sesame Place is racist. Rosita is racist. A Spanish character is racist to black children or something like that. Now, when I first saw the story, I said, there's no way we could possibly sit here and be upset at some nonsense of a Sesame Street character. Gas prices are through the roof. Food prices are through the roof. People are losing their jobs. There's layoffs. Times are hard. We're entering a recession. And these people are worried about a high five from some person in a suit. Why does this become national news? Why do we see celebrities like Kelly Rowland lending her heart to situations like this? Why do we see this? Because this is wholly a distraction from the things that really matter. We just had Joe Biden say he want to put 100,000 new police officers on the street. These are the same people that said we wanted to defund the police. But Joe Biden, Jim Crow Joe, mass incarceration Joe. I mean, he's got more crime bills than his son has done crack. This guy promised police reform, but instead, you know what he got? His voters got? They got mass incarceration. He's going to come down heavy on the use of fentanyl and other drugs, et cetera, et cetera. But this is not what the people voted for. This is what you call hoodwink. This is what you call bamboozle. This is what you call fool. The deleterious actions of the left are so well disguised that you won't have people supporting and advocating for their own demise. For example, when we take a look at abortion and we look at the decision that was made by Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court says that they have the ability to judge on the basis of who can and cannot create a life. Well, guess what? They control your body. They get to make decisions. That means that the jab can potentially be mandatory because they said who can and cannot create a life. You do not want these people. You do not want the federal government to have decisions, because you know what's going to happen next? They're going to tell you, oh, you know what? You can't create a baby. Or you know what? Create us a baby.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Jesus is on fire. Stay there, brother. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one for another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows that's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement, because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today, watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, back live. Final segment of Hope Jesus. Alex Moyer joins us next segment with the first look. Not just the trailer, but unseen segments of the new film coming out on the 29th, Alice's War, which I didn't make, but it's powerful. It really shows what we've done the last 28 years. Hochep, you wanted to get into the lying about global warming. They say the sea levels are rising, but they're buying lakefront houses. They said the ice shelves would melt. They didn't. And now they're going, look, record temperatures in New York, record temperatures in Texas, record temperatures in the UK, but you go back, it's not even true. I mean, these lies are insane.
Yeah. I spoke to somebody who was in the AI business, excuse me, and they were doing something with the weather. And I asked them, and they were talking to me about investing, whatever. And I asked them, I said, is there really climate change, global warming? And they tried not to tell me no, but in so many ways they told me no. We're looking at the AI data and we just see no evidence of that. In fact, we see that the ice caps are growing. It's complete opposite. These things that people are tracking. But anyway, what I saw was people are tweeting me pictures of the past. I believe in UK, they go based upon a different system. And the temperatures are actually higher in the past. But this year what they did was they painted the whole grid red. So it looks like a heat wave, but when you look at the record numbers as far as temperatures are concerned, it's red. So they're playing with this manipulation of the mind, right? They know that people are visual, and when they see things, they see the color red, Pavlov's bell, you know, the whole story with that. They go, oh, okay, this must be record conditions. This must be global warming, et cetera.
And it turns out it's not true. They show newscasts from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s with higher temperatures. But they're yellow. It shows it yellow when it's hot.
Yes.
Instead, they show it red.
Yes.
And lie and say, highest temperatures ever.
Yes. I'm going to retweet it right now so anybody can, you know, see.
Guys, pull up the Hotep Jesus Twitter. We'll put that on screen right now.
I just retweeted it so people will be able to see that. This is from a guy named Florida Rep.
And again, they don't even care. They're all flying private jets, but then they tell us we can't have recognition.
No, no. The thing is, their whole entire gig is based upon lying. When all else fails, lie. And if lying doesn't work, we'll just stick to your script. Stick to what you know. Never leave and have a real conversation. For example, we talk about gender and biology. They're not going to have a biology conversation. What they'll do is they'll say, look, I'm not a biologist. I can't have this conversation. I don't know what a woman is. So what they do is they'll avoid, 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 but they will always come back to lying. And they, and that's what they're good for.
And you show a shot of the UK and Germany and France, exactly as you said. Mm-hmm. We have temperatures of 28 versus 32. And on the metric system, I guess that is, mm-hmm. or whatever it is. I mean, the Celsius. Is the, other, the point is they're on another system that shows the number lower. But the thing, 28, they're saying is the high, but there it is 5 years ago at 32. Or they show 24 and it's 33, but they show it the highest ever.
Right. And it's all red. Right?
Fear it's monster. Huge temperature differences. Like, it's way warmer in 2017, but they're saying it's the worst ever.
they're getting desperate. This is why I say I'm so white-pilled, and I believe that we can win. because these people are getting desperate. The lies are falling apart. People like yourself, people like Joe Rogan are getting more viewership than their shows.
That's where you wanted to go next, is the death of media. But I'm having one of those moments. When I'm not on air, I'm a lot smarter. I go on air, I get stressed, I can't remember.
Me too.
There's the European system of temperature, and then there's the U.S. system.
Yeah.
The whole world's adopted the European system. What are the name of the systems? There's the Celsius and the...
I think it's standard and metric.
And Fahrenheit.
Oh, Fahrenheit and Celsius, yeah.
So we're on...
Fahrenheit,
and then they're on Celsius.
Celsius, yes.
So I guess, like, 36 degrees is like 90 degrees or whatever. The point is that they're lying. Anybody can prove this.
Yeah.
So start over. You'll cover this more on the Worm today at 3 p.m. Hotep Jesus here in studio. This is what we were first going to talk about when I said, what do you want to talk about? You said the death of the corporate media and what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And we never got to it. So let's. You have the floor, my friend.
Yeah. People are tired. And what this comes back to is the silent majority. I've said this on InfoWars before. The silent majority is voting with their viewership. They're choosing not to tune in to the con news network. They're choosing to select. See, back in the day, what it was, you had to turn the channel on and you just got all the programs. But now you can select, say, hey, I want to listen to Alex Jones. I want to listen to Joe Rogan. I want to listen to Hotep Jesus. And they can hop between these people. I want to listen to Tim Kass. They can hop between these people and choose. And that's what people are doing. People are choosing, and the media is scrambling. And now what they're doing is, what are they doing? They're paying TikTok influencers. And we saw that happen during the pandemic. All this pay these people.
Flooding the zone.
Flooding it, yes. And they're paying influencers because they're like, wait, we're losing control of the narrative. Let's choose people. And the thing is, these influencers aren't even influencers. They're not influencers. You know what I call these people? I call these people reinforcers. See, what influencers do is they have the ability to change your mind. Years ago, when I listened to InfoWars, Alex brought up a whole lot of things I was not privy to. That's influence. Reinforcement is different. They already know what you're thinking. And what they're going to do is they reinforce that thinking. Yes, COVID bad. Jab good. COVID bad. Jab good. Mask. Wear your mask. They're reinforcers. We need to stop calling them influencers. Call them reinforcers. That's exactly what they are.
They're parrots.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. These people are not mentally equipped. They're not intelligent enough to even. That's why sometimes people say, aren't you going to criticize this influencer? Why? This person doesn't know anything. They don't.
They're a mindless parrot. They got told what to say.
They're a mindless parrot. These people aren't thinking from this. They are an NPC, non-playable character. There's nothing there. Now, if they wanted to sit down and have a conversation with Alex Jones or Hotep Jesus, and maybe we can red pill them, but you know what will happen? They will lose their career. TikTok might even ban them. They'll just block their account, right? I had this happen to a friend recently. He was in some transgender's room and he called him a dude and he got blocked, right? But if you were to say something bad about Trump, oh, that's allowed to go all day. Uncle Hotep got suspended a week ago for retweeting the crack that Biden's son had. Retweeting, not even actually tweeting it. But had that been Don Jr.?
And he's a public figure, and his dad put hundreds of thousands of people in jail for crack.
Right.
It's totally legitimate to put that out.
Yeah. And then they turned around, and what happened? Now, all of a sudden, you can't criticize the president. But when Trump was in office, you could basically death wish on the guy. And the algorithm would prefer you. The algorithm would bump you.
And I don't want to write myself into the story, but remember 3 years ago, the headline was, Facebook intensifies its ban of Alex Jones and 11 others. It was Paul Joseph Watson,
yes.
Minister Farrakhan, and they said, you're allowed to call for violence against these 12 people as a test.
Yes.
Then they withdrew it. Yes. But that was surreal. So they want to go next level. Because first they said you can make no positive comment of these 12 people. Mm-hmm. Next is you can call for violence against them.
Yes. I noticed it was very fishy because they did you and Farrakhan the same day. And I thought to myself, oh, I see what they did here. They got rid of the two conservative voices, the one for white folks and the one for black folks. And they eliminated both of them because they knew if they didn't get rid of Farrakhan, black folks would, white folks would complain. Like, how come Farrakhan gets to exist? And vice versa. If they just did Farrakhan and not Alex Jones,
exactly,
people would complain. So they said, you know what? We're going to make sure we eliminate two prominent voices. You spoke to Farrakhan. They made sure to eliminate two prominent voices.
Yeah, Farrakhan's a big listener.
Yeah. They plan to eliminate two of the most influential conservative voices ever to grace this place.
Well, you can say what you want about Farrakhan, and some of the stuff's out of context. I don't agree with this out of context, but he's super smart.
Yes,
he knows his history, and I was just blown away that he's been listening for 20 years.
Really?
He listens all the time, yeah.
He seems like the type of gentleman that would. He's open-minded. He wants information.
I felt bad because I was at his house about 10 hours interviewing him, and then like a three-hour dinner, and I said, sir, I'm exhausted. And he actually got a little offended. But like at midnight, the guy kept going and going. I was like, man, I'm going to pass out. But I've been at Farrakhan's house, had dinner with him, everything.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
It was pretty crazy. I mean, in fact, I want to go back and meet him. He invited me to his house in Michigan. I met with him in Arizona. And but he's got the horsepower. A lot of cars sound fast and sound loud. They got big pipes, but Farrakhan, he's got the horsepower.
They were planning for the pandemic. They knew what they were about to do, and they said, we have to eliminate the voices now, and that's why they got rid of
them. Hotep, you're going to the movie premiere tomorrow night.
Yes,
we're going to do an interview for the Sunday show as well. You'll be on in about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes with Owen Schroyer in the War Room. HotepNation.com, amazing. Super impressed to meet you in person, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you did not disappoint. Wow. Stay with us. Black.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones. The story you're about to see is truth. This is reality.
Truth is stranger than fiction. Most banned, most demonized media person in the world.
Alex Jones is a fake.
And he's a performance artist.
I'm perceived as a clown, a nut, a maniac.
On his website, InfoWars, he touts
paranoia porn. The sickest, most offensive theories.
Alex Jones claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
Don't you stand for America, sir?
He said me and Hillary are demons. Ain't that something?
You'll burn in hell!
I met him back in 1990. I knew right away he was going to be a star.
How's Maryland?
I saw all these conspiracy theorists that were talking about the New World Order. And I thought, that's what I'll do.
Get it, Alex.
Death for the New World Order!
With that attack on humanity that I saw early on, that I really wanted to wage war on.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
Once you taste that,
there's no going back.
Everything's a war. That's the way the universe works, and everything is propaganda.
I don't trust Donald Trump, but I agree with probably 95% of what Donald Trump says.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down.
That's what the media just loves on.
Alex Jones said the Sandy Hook shooting, which claimed the lives of 20 children, was fake.
I try to tell the truth, and sometimes I'm wrong. Did the New York Times get in trouble for consciously lying about WMDs that then led to a war, killed tens of thousands in conflict? No. The attempts to deplatform us have failed.
They had the CIA, the FBI following me around.
Now we got to destroy Alex Jones. We're not playing games here.
This is such a historic moment together. USA!
It's all just insane. Okay, let's put me in prison for questioning, okay? No, that's my right. In fact, let's execute Alex Jones. Let's put me in front of a firing squad, pull the trigger. I have a sick feeling, actually, because I know what comes next.
Well, it premieres in theaters on the 29th. There's a showing tomorrow night. And Alex Moyer, the amazing director, starring in some other big films, award-winning, is in studio with us for the balance of the hour, ahead of Robert Barnes hosting the fourth hour today here on the Alex Jones Show. Wow, Hotep Jesus, very impressive. Never got to meet him in person. Even more impressive in person. You feel his presence. Love him. And we love Alex Lee Moyer, Alex's War Movie on Twitter, at Alex's War Movie, and alexswar.com. Get the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's not my film, but we are selling the DVD. We got some clips that are never before seen from the film we'll be playing next segment. But Alex, congratulations on this for, 10 days? Number two, right behind Top Gun on the Apple chart. That is quite the achievement. In the top 100 films, there's no independent film but yours.
Well, that's absolutely right. It's been sort of, although it has been kind of bouncing around in the top five, but ever since it...
Every time I check, it's been number two. But.
Well, that's doing a large part to your lovely audience here at InfoWars, no doubt. And, we're just so lucky to have a community that can boost this film up with all the other multi-million dollar Hollywood films.
Well, I knew about one of your other films and knew it was about incels and was fair. It wasn't pro-incel. It would actually show who they were, Cinema Verite. So you're more of a liberal, I would say, overall, but you're just trying to make original films. There's been a lot of censorship, a lot of blogging in the film. Tell us about yourself and some of your crew, because I got approached by a lot of documentaries and obviously hundreds of people and said no because I can't, don't trust them. But I saw some of your work and thought, well, I'll go ahead and do it with you. And I tell you, I think you've done a very fair job.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, that's really where my values lie, are in honesty and authenticity. And I think you may have been able to call me a liberal about, 5 or 6 years ago. But
like a lot of Americans, I'm sort of left sort of struggling with where I stand, and I actually feel a little bit politically homeless. So when I make films about the culture wars or about things that are going on in the world right now, that's a little bit of my grasping of trying to make sense what's happening in America right now, and hopefully that work helps other people figure that out.
Absolutely. Tell us a little about yourself and the idea to make this film, because we met like 2+ years ago, and we had dinner, and my son was there, and I said, no, I'm not doing it. And right. I said no to everything else, and I don't know how you got me to do it later.
Right, and you told me that Werner Herzog asked to make a film about you and that you said no to him.
I did.
Which is staggering.
Never really made a big deal about that, but yeah.
I mean, that's pretty crazy, but in a good way for me.
Well, you wanted to follow me around for 2 years. You just said, let me have access for the next year. They wanted a lot of stuff.
I told you I wanted access for a year, and then I just dragged it out for 2 years.
Yeah.
Without telling you.
That's right.
Well, that's how these things go, because something's always changing when you're making a documentary. But really what happened was I appeared on your show in June of 2020 to promote my film TFW No GF, and you guys were so kind to have me on to promote that movie, and that was actually the biggest piece of exposure that I got with that film, even though that film ended up doing pretty well and being critically acclaimed. I mean, having access to this audience was definitely a much larger platform. So thanks for that. But the secret agenda to that was that I was going to try and talk to you and convince you to let me make a documentary about you. So that was really the first step in my mind, although I asked you about it during the commercial break, and you were already sort of doing your in-between segments out the door doing your thing. But I can't believe that I manifested us being able to do this movie.
Well, I'm glad you meant it. Here's the reason I started saying no about 5 years ago to any interviews. 99% of the time, the New York Times, whoever they are, they interview to act like they're actually a journalist, and they don't show any of what you said. It's like you know what happened with the whole Sandy Hook thing. I said, I thought Sandy Hook happened in that piece of Megyn Kelly, and then she edited it with jump cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Little secret is it's different shots every second, and literally put together fake things I didn't say, and then they sued me using that.
Well, yeah, and those people, those entities are, or those reporters are beholden to those entities of that, those legacy media companies. I'm not. I'm a totally independent filmmaker, and it hasn't been an easy road, but the sacrifices that we make in terms of, you know, how hard it is to raise money for our films and how hard it is to push for exposure are what allow us to make films about real stuff. And to get back to your question of why did I want to make a film about you, the answer is I wanted to make films about everything that's sort of happening in the world right now with information, technology, the culture wars. And I could sit around and make films about topics like, you know, 4chan and incel culture that are sort of on the fringe and adjacent to what's happening. Or I could maybe just go right to the heart of the matter and try and make a movie about you.
Well, I meant to bring this up, and I forgot to tell the crew, but go to Glenn Greenwald's Twitter about 2-3 days ago. He did a bunch of tweets where he made some incredible points. If you guys could reprint those, I know you gave them to me 3 days ago. I didn't cover it. But Glenn Greenwald's like, people can interview Charlie Manson and Saddam Hussein. I can interview Alex Jones. There's a huge firestorm that he's coming to the premiere tomorrow. He's going to interview me. It's like, no, don't talk to him, because they want to have the straw man versus what I actually say. So congratulations to Glenn Greenwald. He's a great journalist.
Well, Glenn is a beast, and he is interested in the truth. And he knows that this is a very important precedent, this film coming out and the attention that it's getting. And you know, of course, press outlets talk about you all the time, but that's the other thing that was really motivating for me, is that nobody seems to have any interest in actually putting you...
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I gotta tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here's a little segment from the documentary that covers my 28-year war against the New World Order. Bohemian Grove, July of the year 2000. It was the late 1990s, and John Ronson was going to do a TV show for Channel 4 titled Secret Rulers of the World. And he already had a contact inside Bohemian Grove, but he didn't want to have the liability of being sued if he got the footage. So he wanted me to get the footage.
Whether men like Henry Kissinger and George W. Bush really dress in robes and attend a secret owl-burning ceremony in the forests of Northern California, a ceremony said to be called the cremation of care.
It was hard to believe that Alex was intent on discovering the truth.
Ah, it's my red coat friend. How you guys just are, we're late.
I mean, I didn't even know about the Bohemia Grove until I asked Alex to sneak in, and then, of course, I got roped into that, too, so...
As a final preparation, Alex and Mike practice being preppy by having appropriately preppy conversations.
We're just going to walk normally as we would, calmly, blah, blah, blah. There's me guys sitting there, and we're, you know, we're fat cats, so let's go ahead.
It was the night of July 15th, 2000. Mike Hansen and I were about to attempt the first ever successful infiltration of the Bohemian Grove. Others have tried and failed. No one has ever actually made it in and out with video evidence.
So it's quite the documentary. I mean, I got to tell you, I didn't want to see a film about myself. I can't stand watching myself. It brought tears to my eyes a couple months ago when you did that private screening, and it's something I can't wait till people see. Did you change the film any since I saw that cut?
Not really. I mean, we cleaned things up a little bit. I also, while I'm here, I want to give a shout out to the photographer, Hedgie Shin, who took these amazing photos of you that we used for the poster.
She's a very famous photographer. She did a good job. Made my fat ass look good.
She's really cool. But what I was saying before we cut to the break was I just thought it was, you know, you see so many news stories about you, but nobody ever really, like, learns anything about you outside of your media bubble. And I just thought it was important to put you within your context so that, you know, the world could understand an important pop cultural icon in America.
And you've successfully done that. I mean, it's not a pro-Alex Jones film. It actually shows what happened. Some of it makes me look bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, I couldn't just do, like, a vanity piece. Like, if I try.
I'm glad you didn't.
I try to play it down the middle, really.
Did the film, what preconceived notions did you come in with or none? What did you think would happen versus what happened?
I think you're a lot more normal and down to earth than I anticipated. That was sort of the biggest thing, in that you really are sort of true blue and you are who you are. And that's what a lot of journalists want to know when they ask me about you, is if you're, you know, a phony. And I tell them, no, you're not a phony at all. So,
well, that's why they always use that quote from my Scusi Battle of my ex-wife, that Jones admits he's an actor. Really, where's the clip? Where's the document? Didn't say that. They wanted to show clips of me as the Joker saying psychotic, sarcastic things as if it was real. And my lawyer went, well, when he's playing the Joker, he's being the Joker. He's not Alex Jones. But I rarely act, maybe 1% of the time, but that's not who I am. And then they go, look, he says he's a, you know, he says he's a fake.
Right. I mean, you have been really viciously mischaracterized. But another thing that was surprising while making the film that wasn't about you, that I wasn't even expecting to discover, is...
The crew?
Well, the crew's amazing.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Everyone who works with you is amazing, and I was going to get...
I was trying to guess what you were going to say, but go ahead.
Throughout the course of this film, I went and I shot a lot of the events and the marches that were going on after January 6th. And I feel like also sort of that the American populist movement has been totally mischaracterized, too, as a bunch of white supremacists and demonized so heavily in the media as, you know, bad people. And it's actually some of the friendliest people that I've ever met while shooting.
And they've lost their jobs, and it's a very multiracial group, and the love. That's why I personally, when they call me a white supremacist, I know they're liars, and I don't get mad. When they called the American Reawakening Tour white supremacist, I only went to one event in San Antonio, but I'm told it's like December, where there's 10,000 people, and I would say black folks were overrepresented, probably 20%. And just the love and the hugs and the beauty and the coming together. And like they call it white supremacy. It just pisses me off. This is like the best people coming. This is what America should be. This could save the world.
Yeah.
And they're just like, Like, I'm hugging black people, white people, Hispanics, Asian. We're crying. We're loving each other. We're so open. It's so good. And you get around a leftist, and it's all so creepy. You know, it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a dark chapter in history that the government and the media are trying to turn Americans against each other the way that they are. It's not going to have a good outcome, but it is another motivating factor for why I'm trying to do the work that I am with this film and also with my last film, because they want everything to be sensationalism. But really, you know, we're all human beings and we're all just trying to get along in the world.
Let's talk about the censorship of the film. I mean, that goes to the territory now for anything that's populist or independent or real. This isn't about just shutting down right wingers. It's about collapsing Hollywood and the political state, the one party state, sure, having dominance and control. So Republican leadership actually winks and nods and goes along with it. I think Trump's learned his lesson, but we would take an hour to go through. They're not letting you guys advertise this anywhere. They're sabotaging showings of it. I mean, it's...
Well, are you surprised?
No, I knew that would come. I warned you.
Yeah. So. I mean, I'm not surprised at all. However, I do think it's a wonderful opportunity to highlight how absurd it is. Not just to deplatform you, but to deplatform me for making journalism about you. And then in some cases, other journalists are going to be deplatformed for platforming me. So it's like a snake eating its own tail.
That's how they're threatening Greenwald right now. They're threatening Greenwald right now with deplatforming.
That's not surprising to me. I mean, what's amazing is that despite, you know, the shadow bans and the censorship, and by the way, we're so lucky to have people like Mike Cernovich and Jack Posobiec and Amanda Miller.
They have been real champions.
Coming out and helping us break through some of these algorithms and keep our numbers up on Twitter, because without Twitter... for this movie, particularly, this movie could be dead in the dirt.
And think about that. Jack Posobiec's a hero. Mike Cernovich's a hero. Amanda Mellis, a great filmmaker in her own right, and her dad, the legend. Apocalypse Now, all the Clint Eastwood
Conan
movies. Conan. And to get to talk to him, I've got a chance. He's a big listener. I learned for decades. In fact, I got him away from being a neocon to being more libertarian. But he's a bit, that's so honored. Like, oh my God, Mellis is a huge listener. And his daughter grew up watching us. This is crazy.
She's awesome.
It's just weird about getting old, though, man. I've been doing this 28 years. So.
Yeah. Well, you seem incredibly youthful.
Well, you're sweet to say that.
You know, while I'm doing, like, shout-outs to people, I really need to give a shout-out to J.J. Eisenman, our lead producer, who sort of helped spearhead us even getting this rolling. There's a cool photo of him. There he is with you.
And he's super successful as well, and his dad's amazing. His dad released the Dead Sea Scrolls.
His dad's a smart guy. But when I started sort of really making a promise to myself that I was going to do this, are we going to commercial?
We are. We'll take a little bit of time from Robert Barnes, who will understand. We'll do 10, 15 minutes the next hour, then Robert Barnes is going to take over. And one more segment this hour, Alex's War. Stay with us.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Threatening me and persecuting me and thinking that I didn't know this was dangerous, that their threats do anything but give me energy. I can be exhausted sometimes, and they put out some new lie or attack, and man, I get high off of it. I've had like crew members ask me, how the hell do you have so much energy? Are you using cocaine during the breaks? The liberals all say that. No, folks, anything, it's downers. It's alcohol sometimes to like lower things, because I know this is true and I'm so fired up. So my ex-wife went to court and had me drug tested like 10 times. And then even once with the crew, I said, just call a drug tester over here. And I pissed them thing. And they said, nothing's in there. Not even alcohol showed up. I hadn't been drinking. But, you know, I am powered and fueled by liberty and freedom. And that's it. And that's the spirit. Here's Glenn Greenwald, who stood up for Julian Assange, broke some of his news, didn't back down, is a real liberal that I respect. He says, like clockwork, a bunch of liberal idiots who haven't seen the film arise to say it gives them credibility. They have no idea what the film is. One could easily walk away hating him. They just think the only way to deal with bad things is to ignore them. It continues on. Liberal corporate journalists still have no clue how despised and therefore impotent they are. Even the ones with no journalistic accomplishments somehow believe they still wield the power to decree who should and shouldn't be listened to and who must be blacklisted. He goes on. The liberal wing of the corporate media is collapsing deservedly. Their audience is disappearing, and nobody trusts them. The only sector of media that's growing is independent journalism. So look at the desperation, using censorship and decrees to demand they keep their status. And it goes on from there, what he had to say. He then goes on to say, okay, I'm interviewing the evil Alex Jones, tongue-in-cheek. I will now go interview the warmongers from the New York Times and the Atlantic Monthly. And by interviewing those people that killed millions, I will now be a good person. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think that's one thing that you and I and Glenn all share in common is that we're all really passionate, obviously, about the First Amendment. That's just at the top of my list of what's important to me as a talking point. If you're talking about me as a filmmaker and what's important to me, I'm not a political pundit. I'm not, you know, right wing. I'm not left wing. But I do love the First Amendment, and I especially love the USA, and I care about the destiny of this country like you do. So that's what made me really enthusiastic about this project.
Alex, I'm known to take over and dominate interviews. I'm the great interrupter. But before we play a few more clips of the film, what else do you want to get out there on the field for folks? What else do you want to hit?
Okay. So, yeah, you're right. So we're going to live stream this Q&A from our premiere tomorrow between you and Glenn and I. And that's going to be streamed by Rockfin, which is going to be at 6:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Central Time. The film itself is going to start streaming on the 29th on Apple and YouTube and Amazon. So far, hopefully nothing, but knock on wood. And then it will also be streaming on Odyssey, Rumble, and Locals on the 29th. And there will also be a DVD for sale on Infowars.com, and you can pre-order it now if you guys want to get it back up in the charts. We've got to keep it up there.
So it's been at number 2 when I checked yesterday. Where is it now?
I don't know. I don't look at it every day, but I think it's between 2 and 3.
Right behind Top Gun.
Right. And there's also one more person that I need to thank before I forget, and that's Ali Alexander for first bringing me in here to talk to you.
He's done a great job.
Yeah.
You know, I really like Ali.
Yeah.
He's super smart.
He's one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Yeah, he's not a BSer. Like, he really knows what he's talking about.
But, yeah, those are pretty much all my points. But also, I'm just a filmmaker. I'm just, you know, I'm just going where the action is. And I think that the action is right here with you at InfoWars for this movie. And I love everybody that works here.
We got to come in with Motley Crue, Piece of the Action, next segment if you get it. No, I want to be where the action's at as well. And that's where we are, Alex.
Okay. Well, everybody see it. It's going to be great.
What's your new project?
Let's see how this goes. I just like to focus on what's right in front of me. And this is such a massive thing to launch. And if this succeeds, it's going to be really inspirational to other filmmakers to, you know, to go bold and, like, you know, go outside the box and don't be afraid of these people. Don't let
I remember at dinner, like, I said, no, I'm not doing your movie. I wasn't trying to be an asshole. I just was like, I just don't want to deal with it. And how did you convince me to do it? I don't know how that happened.
Resilience. And then I talked to Rob Dew, and I had Rob Dew whisper in your ear, too, that you should let.
I don't remember. But it's definitely, I'm glad you made a real film. I mean, it's really, really real. And I'd forgotten so much of this stuff watching the movie.
And the movie's for everybody. It's for everybody. Everybody can go and watch this movie and take something away from it, whether you love Alex Jones or whether you hate Alex Jones. So.
Well, it's definitely, has any of the systems seen it yet that are decrying it and saying it's evil?
We haven't let anybody see it, and we're having the reviews withheld until the day of release. Oh, I want to also give a shout-out to our production company, Play Nice.
Oh, yeah.
While we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
How were you in this age of total censorship able to even get this made? I mean, they're trying to shut it down right now, but how were you able to do it?
There's a lot of people out there that don't like what's going on and are sick of the boring sort of art that's happening now, that's all just sort of, you know, Netflix woke programming and reboots and Marvel movies, and this is an actual original film about somebody with an enormous cultural footprint, and obviously there's a huge demand for it. We know that.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, right behind Top Gun, number two. Why has Hollywood committed suicide? Because despite all their woke messages, you could see once Netflix got big 4 or 5 years ago, everything went down in production value. Even big actors don't even try anymore. It's like it's all a joke to see how bad it can be. It's like nothing's good, hardly. Like, there used to be amazing movies. Like, they suck now. Like, what do these people do?
People are just scared, and they're not just... It's not even individuals themselves a lot of the time that feel like triggered or like indignant about content. They're afraid of, you know, the next person or the next person. And so I've definitely experienced that coming out of Hollywood, is that people who I've known for years and years are like, you know, secretly like, wow, this is really cool. I'm so excited for you. And but I could never do that myself. And I just think that we need to sort of break that.
We're talking about stagnance, and we're talking about entropy.
People are just—it's a little bit like the Blacklist era, you know.
Well, it's exactly like that. Like, I grew up thinking it was terrible what happened with the Blacklist, and they've done it to us way worse.
Right, except now there's a parallel economy where there wasn't one before. So filmmakers that want to make interesting work, you know, hey, we're here for you. We're building it up so that other people can do it, too.
I've been deposed like 14 times in these fake Sandy Hook lawsuits. They're totally political, nothing to do with the parents. And so they say I never gave anything, was never deposed, so they defaulted me. But then they keep ordering discovery. So I was deposed again yesterday, and this former federal prosecutor sat there and said, nobody censored you. Nobody deplatformed you. Nothing happened to you. He was asking me about it just to laugh at me and do the gaslighting and say it didn't happen. I was just like, dude, you're the one that's crazy. I was like, okay. I mean, it was like, whoa. I mean, a bunch of corporations got together. Tim Cook said they met and decided to silence me together. A cartel of corporations ganging up on someone. And this guy just laughed at me like he gave him power. It was bizarre.
I don't know if that situation's ever going to resolve for you. I don't know.
Oh, because they know I'm a populist. And so they want to link me to that I barely ever even covered and just make that who I am. But no one, everybody sees it for what it is, though.
Yeah.
Because the establishment's so discredited by the establishment attacking me, it actually makes us bigger. They don't even understand that.
It's a real quagmire. But, I mean, hopefully people will understand that one episode in your career, it just doesn't, like... It just doesn't represent who you are.
Well, I didn't lie about WMDs on purpose. The internet questioned something, I questioned it. And they said, just say you're sorry. And as soon as I said I was sorry, 5 years ago, they went, oh, you were lying. And that's when all the stuff started. So I've never been a guy that won't admit when I'm wrong. In fact, I want to because I want to get better. But then there's that rule of don't ever say you're wrong because then they come for you. It's weird. I don't know how they saw that as like a green light, you know?
Well, I don't think you're ever going to have those people's approval, no matter how many, you know, ostensibly liberal filmmakers make movies about you. But, you know, like I said, there's always going to be, you're always going to have support. We have a parallel economy. We're going to...
No, I agree. And I mean, not the families, but the Democrats behind it. I want to thank them for supercharging everything. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.